Tensions are simmering over the forced relocation of refugees out of the Manus Island Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea. Over the weekend, three refugees were brutally attacked, two with machetes and separate robberies on the island. Melbourne barrister Julian Burnside QC is the author of a new book called Watching Out, Reflections on Justice and Injustice. It focuses on, amongst other things, Australia's treatment of asylum seekers. Julian Burnside spoke with Law Report's Damien Carrick about the latest weekend events on Manus Island.
First of all, I wasn't really surprised because the PNG locals seem to be very hostile to the refugees who've been forced onto Manus by the Australian government, and they are terrified of leaving the detention centre and being resettled in Lorengau. It was a Sudanese man and an Iranian man, both in Lorengau. They were both attacked by locals. It's certainly not the first time it's happened, and it's not surprising that the refugees are distressed at the idea of being forced out of the relative safety of the camp.
Manus Island is progressively being dismantled, and over the last few days, the Foxtrot compound, one of the largest compounds, is being closed down. Water, cleaning services, power are being cut off. What's your view of that step?
I guess it's an inevitable consequence of the fact that we've used Manus on the one hand and Nauru on the other hand as places to warehouse refugees. And in both places, the locals are very resentful. I think in PNG, the locals are disturbed because the camp was a significant source of income for them. With its closure, they will lose income, and that's why there's now this spate of robberies. But more fundamentally, I think the difficulty with both places is that the locals do not like the refugees. They only have them there because their government's been paid lots of money by Australia to warehouse them. And both PNG and Nauru are looking around the world trying to resettle these refugees somewhere else. And other countries in the world, as I understand it, are saying, well, hang on, these people are really part of Australia's quota. Why are you looking to us?
There is a deal with the USA?
With very, very limited detail. And of course, Donald Trump doesn't like the deal and has been, I think, trying to suggest that he doesn't want to give effect to it any more than necessary. But a side deal to that, or an element of the deal, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, was that Australia would resettle those people who are presently on Nauru or Manus who have close family ties in Australia. And now Dutton is denying that that was part of the arrangement and is refusing to implement that part of the arrangement.
That, of course, is denied by our immigration minister.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. He denies that that was part of the arrangement. But in any event, whether it was or not, you would think where families have been split by the way people have arrived in Australia and have subsequently been moved to Nauru or Manus, you would think that ordinary decency would say those families ought to be reunited. I mean, what Australians may not remember is that if a person sets out on a boat looking for a safe place to live, and if their boat gets into trouble and they go back, that may mean that one or two members of a family arrive a day or so later than the other members of their family who were on a boat that didn't have to turn back. We know of instances where, for example, on Manus, there's several men whose wives and children are living in Australia in the community. And those men are on Manus and they are told, you will never be allowed to come to Australia.
And the reason that there were different outcomes is because there was that cut-off date.
The cut-off date of 19 July 2013, after which everyone who arrived in Australia was to be carted off to Manus or Nauru. They've subsequently been told you will never be allowed to come into Australia.
Melbourne barrister Julian Burnside QC in his book Watching Out, Reflections on Justice and Injustice is published today. And you can hear more of that interview with Julian Burnside and Damien Carrick on the Law Report with Damien this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN, or of course download it anytime wherever you get your podcasts.